Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Did she listen to the poop show?
Last week's?
Yeah.
I don't think she has listened to that one yet.
I listened to that, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Did we...
Bronwyn said we went to a dark place.
I should have listened to it, because I had...
Or a brown place.
I thought we had more... We have more to discuss about that.
No, we don't have more to discuss about
well,
that.
Well, yeah, you know
what else is going on? Anybody else got anything?
We went with the longest. How about the most girth? Maybe that's the one we should be looking for.
No, it was something
I'm Googling it now.
What was that scale?
The stool scale.
Yeah, it was something to do with that.
You're talking about the seven different kinds of poop.
That thing was like, oh, yeah. Wait, I got to find that again.
So can I call back to a conversation we had previously?
Bristol stool chart is what it's called.
All right, let me look that up.
So there were lots of people in this room that thought that they could survive alone in solitude for months on end. Remember this
when
we talked about
this? Yeah, no chance anyone in here could do it, too.
Did you guys see the new bet between the poker players?
What poker players?
I don't know. Two dudes, two poker players. I don't know what their names are. Rick Alati?
Ricky.
Bet some other dude, Rory Young.
Oh, Rory Young.
$100,000.
I'd take it.
That he could spend 30 days in a dark bathroom with no light source, no.
Couldn't do it.
Nothing. And it's really kind of an intricate plan. The conditions are complete darkness, no electronics, no light-emitting devices, no drugs of any kinds. He is allowed to have any type of food he wants. He has a bed, a shower, and a bathtub.
What's hard about this?
He has toiletries.
It's dark all the time, though, right?
No entertainment?
Dark all the time.
No
entertainment.
Pitch dark.
Eating is kind of entertainment if you think about it.
What, do you put a show on with your food?
No, you eat it.
That guy's going to come out 400 pounds.
The food is delivered every 3 to 6 days, and they've randomized the days, and he gets 6 days of food at a time to try to keep him confused so he has no idea how much time has passed. I don't know. It sounds...
Did he take the bet?
Oh, yeah. He's going to do it.
Wait, can't... There's a way you could just... I don't know. Yeah.
The darkness is the darkness. Why is it going to be dark?
Well, because then you don't know how many days you're in.
Well, if it's light,
yeah,
you don't know how
many days. Yeah, if it's light,
No, it's a...
No, it's complete
a
pitch black bathroom.
No, I'm
the point is, if it's just lights, you can't see outside, you still don't know how many days it's been.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's true.
But no, this is no lights at all. 5 night vision cameras will be broadcasting around the clock.
No chance he does it.
The only privacy he gets is when he's in the shower and the toilet.
I want to know how much these two are going to make.
They're going to make a ton.
They cooked
this.
My opinion, they cooked this up. They're both in on it.
You know what I would do for our show?
Punch Roach in the face?
No, well, that would be fun to do too. But no, I think it would be... How long could Roach go without eating?
Well, I could go 24 hours.
No, I don't think so.
I've done that before.
That's when you were young and you had something on the other side that you were trying to...
Like a Steelers game.
Like a Steelers game.
Yeah. I don't think he could do it.
Oh, hell no.
24? I
can give
24.
Him
24
minutes.
24
minutes. What about people going in for surgery?
No, 24 minutes.
Same type of deal. Yeah, but see, people going into surgery, if you had to go into surgery... You're occupying your mind with stuff. You're watching TV.
Yeah,
you're
like
doing
surgery.
Yeah. You're not... I'm talking about the same thing as this guy that Ryan was talking about.
No, you know what we do? We put this idiot in a room in a buffet. And we'll see how long it takes him to eat.
Oh, that'll be like
two. You know
minutes.
What that's like?
No, no. You can't eat.
How the long will it take him to walk from where he is to the buffet?
48 hours without eating. We'll have the cameras on everything.
You know what that would be like? The marshmallow thing. Did you see that? Where they plop a marshmallow in front of a little kid, and they tell the little kid, that marshmallow, you can eat that whenever you want to. But if you wait for, I don't know how long.
Until they come, yeah.
Until we come back, it's like 5 or 10 minutes, we'll give you, you get an extra marshmallow. But you should see these kids playing with the marshmallow, because then they're playing with them.
They touch it, and then they sniff their fingers.
Yeah, they'll be sniffing.
I'm going to tell you right now, Roach, if he touches any food, licks his fingers, that's a loss.
Oh, because he would do that.
Yeah.
I think all the food should be electrified somehow.
Can we, let's lock him in this room some weekend.
Yeah, and put food in here. Yeah.
And then we could all
eat while we record.
No, we should do it. Right, it'd be our show. It'll be our first YouTube show.
A 24-hour production.
A 24-hour production. We'll all be in here, and we'll be ordering food left and right, just food.
We'll have a food table.
Yeah.
He can grab anything, anytime. How long?
Nah, I'm not doing
how
that.
How long can
the
he
best
go?
Would be if you just put him in a room with all the food, and the bet is you got to go without food. We bet you won't go without food. How long before he grabs something?
I'm saying
24 minutes.
I was just going to say 30 seconds, but in his head, the minute we leave, he goes, why am I doing this? There's food in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'd be digging right in.
Let's call Vegas and get the betting line set up now.
Yo, fat guy mode kicks in pretty soon.
How much would it take for you to honestly stay away from the food? Money-wise.
Oh, I don't know. Well, for a day?
No, it's got to be. You've got to be hungry when you come in. So I'm saying,
whoa.
He comes in the room after fasting for, let's just say, 18 hours.
Well, then you got to go 2 days.
No, 1 day.
No, well, you don't. We just say,
oh, I start at 18 hours. My clock.
You go without food for 18 hours. Then you come in the room. No, because what you'll do is eat 3 or 4 cows. 8 chickens before you come in the room so you can go another 30 seconds.
You know what? We let him have his dinner, and then he comes back dinner time the next day without having eaten at all.
No, that doesn't work for me. Be noon. I'll come back at 10. I'll go 2 hours.
Let him eat whatever he wants and make him stay for two days.
You gotta come up with some coin anyways.
His dinner. And he, that's what I'm saying. How much would it take for you to go a day without?
36 hours.
36 hours.
$1,000.
That's it?
I don't think that's enough to do it.
I'd kick in for $1,000.
I would too. I don't think he does it. For $1,000?
I don't think he can do it either.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
For 36 hours and no food. No food, no Mountain Dew.
I could do it, I'm sure.
I'm thinking about it.
I know I can.
He cannot do it. I'm telling you right now, he can't do it.
I get water, right?
Yeah, you gotta stay. We're not gonna kill you.
You get water, but there'll be Mountain Dew on the table too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we're gonna crack them and we're gonna put a fan behind them to send the scent.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a little fan in our studio here, blowing the scent.
See,
right
I don't know that
you
guys could do it with that. If I just had to go 24 hours, I could do that. But I would.
No, you can't
schedule it.
What do you mean schedule?
You know what? About 18 hours in, we'd look on the camera and his head would be on the table of food and he'd be just looking at it.
There'd be drool coming out the side of his mouth.
Well, he might drown from the drool.
We'd be going to order and we'd get dinosaurs and bring it back here.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. You guys are just doing things to tempt you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, he would cheat about 20 hours in. He knows he can't eat that food, but nobody said he couldn't eat his finger.
That's what I was just going to say.
He'd start eating body parts.
I think he'd start eating himself.
All right, I have an update for you. So back a while ago, Ryan's going to be upset because we almost didn't talk about it. I ended up on poopingproblems.com.
Seriously, why do we have to keep going back?
So I had two questions related to this topic. First is, I clicked the questions from you section. Apparently not a very popular website because there's only two questions and they're both from December 2014. One of the two is longest human poop. So,
crushed. Perfect.
It. Second one is, why do I have to wipe so much after I poop? So... I mean, friend of the show.
You know what? That might be over the line. That may.
Why don't we have those toilets that
I'm getting one
that shoot the water up
bidets?
Yeah, I'm getting one. I just looked them up online.
I seriously think we should have those. Why don't we have those?
How hard are they to hook up, Roach? You and I are going to have to hook it up.
I don't want one of those.
Yeah, but I'm getting it.
Well, good luck with that.
All right, now
why don't you want one of those?
They got heated water.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well,
nice.
They have to. You just can't spray cold water up at your butt.
Well, it might be the, what's that called, like the James Bond bidet?
Who had heated water. The seat was heated. I'm getting it. I should be pampered at my age.
You wipe your butt, you're American.
You save trees.
Yeah.
Save trees.
Yeah, you clean yourself right out good. You still use a little, you know, make sure you got everything. But
do they have something like to pat you dry? Is there like a little hand that comes out?
I hope
and
it's not
you
like your hand towel that pats you dry. Because you know what?
Now, I got a question for you. So in exploring the world of poopingproblems.com, the phrase no wiper came up. And I'm just, that can't be a real thing, right?
I want a no wiper. I don't like wiping. Well, it's getting harder and harder to contort my shoulders and stuff to get it back there.
You got
to
wipe.
And you got he just said no wiper.
No wiper.
Some people are disgusting. That's gross.
I see. That's the thing. That's a gamble, isn't
at
it?
At what point do
you're
you
very
know,
trusting
though.
Of technology?
Yeah. I don't even know. Even if I'm feeling like the shower on my butt right there.
Warm
but I still
water
don't
too.
Know. Maybe what? It's like that little juicy brown and juicy stuff.
Oh, my
stuff
God.
Still.
I hate you all.
You know what I mean? No, that could still be there.
Well,
then
what's
then
the
you
point
put
of having it if you still wipe it?
Then you put your shorts back on. You put my boxer briefs that I've been trying out.
I still haven't tried them.
I tried them. They are comfortable, for sure. I like them, but I don't think they're that much better, if they're better, than the boxers.
That's insanity.
That's
you. So you're saying you wouldn't go with a wipe-free method if you had one?
You're still going
to
wipe.
No, I don't think you have to.
Then
you
got
to
dry.
Right,
you got a dryer there to blow your...
Maybe they do have air blowers on those. I'm going to have to check.
Oh, good God.
That
I'm
would
wiping.
Be better because I don't want to pull my boxer briefs up and have a little runny stuff
look,
still
with my
in
bad
that.
Knee, it gets harder and harder to rock myself up to get my hand in there. You know, you got to lift one cheek up a little bit to get under there.
Even if they had like a wiper for you. Why didn't they invent something? Like, it just wipes it for you.
So the new ass squeegee is what you're looking for?
Yeah.
And there's the episode title.
Something to just reach up there and nice.
I see I made the title list last week.
All right, now I got another question. This one's coming from the internet, and it's a food question, Ryan. It's just a food question.
Oh, okay.
Just
all right,
a food
I'm in.
One. It's about an Italian restaurant. All right, here's the question.
Oh, boy.
You guys got to buckle
in. Is this
a
popular Italian restaurant?
Yeah, they're going to tell us what it is.
When you're there,
question.
Does it feel like
oh,
family?
The question tells
yeah,
us.
The question. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Rancid feces in the Olive Garden urinal. Urinal. What? Now what am I supposed to do?
Oh.
And here's the details. My entire dinner is being ruined by the sight and scent of this greenish-orange monster turd some disgusting pig person left in the urinal. I'm in the stall right now trying to compose myself, hoping someone can give me advice. Should I just leave, complain to the manager, or maybe call a lawyer?
See, now I don't get it. Here's what I don't get about this.
There's one thing you don't get.
Yeah, and it's got nothing to do with the orange-greenish thing in the urinal. That sounded like a woman to me. But I know it's not because they don't have urinals in the woman's room. A guy wouldn't even think anything of that.
Oh, like, I
would think of something in a urinal.
I definitely would.
In a stall?
I'd go back,
disgusting.
I'd go right back to my meal and eat it like nobody's business.
Oh, I won't worry about my meal. My meal would be fine, but here's my problem. This happened at work to me a few days ago, too.
Oh, boy.
There's a bathroom that we use that just has one toilet in it, and that's the one you go if you got to go number two because, you know, you're not going to the one where everybody else goes to. And I'm I'm holding it because I'm rushing to go there.
Don't you wish you would not hold it?
No, listen. So I get in there, though, and somebody had blown up in there.
Sometimes it's everywhere. You blow up.
No, but it's on the seats. So I got to go now. I got to find a different bathroom to go to, and it's already starting to...
Your turtle head, right?
That's why you got to sit on the toilet before you leave the house.
Does the kids use
Sometimes
that bathroom?
It happens. No, the kids don't use that bathroom either. So some idiot employee that I work with went in there and just died on the toilet. And didn't have the common courtesy to at least...
I hope it
for the record, I do
I
not
hope it
work
wasn't K-Dub.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it would be K-Dub.
I don't even know who K-Dub
There's
is.
Your shout
I
out.
Just know they say
There's
that.
Your shout out,
shout out to K-Dub, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't her.
Oh, man.
I hope K-Dub goes, wasn't that hilarious? I'm so glad I did that to you. That'd be the best.
But I'm just saying, what if that was Olive Garden? What if you walked in there, you had to go bad, and...
You just go to the next stall.
Yeah, there's usually two in a restaurant.
Well, in this case, not Olive Garden. In this case, both stalls are okay, because it happened in the urinal.
Yeah.
Now, here's the real question. You walk in mid that crime. Then you can't go back to your meal.
What do you do? You know, all I can picture
I want to see
both
that.
It's got to be both stalls
are
used.
Full. And it's coming out. You have no option.
I don't know. You did that with somebody in there?
But in that
somebody
case, what would you do, Roach?
Store for
that is a good
out.
Question.
What would you do, Roach?
I'd wait my turn.
No, you can.
It's coming out. The turtle's on its way out.
I don't know. I've never been in that position.
Oh, bull crap you have. No pun intended.
Don't you choose trash can before you choose urinal.
Everybody's been in that position where they're right on the edge. They just get there.
Oh, I've never been
in that position and then gone to the bathroom, but it's full.
But that's what we're saying. Use your imagination there, idiot.
I don't know what you do.
I've run into my own bathroom and, like, hit the toilet and it just blew out of there. Like,
I told you, I've done two-footers where I...
oh, my God.
It was on its way 2 feet above the toilet. What I'm saying, Roach, is what would you do in that case?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Would you not go in the urinal?
That would be tough, though, because what if somebody does pop in there and you're squatting?
It's a restaurant at rush hour. You know somebody's coming in.
Yeah, especially if both.
But think about it. Either way, what is your option?
You let it go and then
it's going in the urinal.
Let it go and take your undies off and discard them.
You might want to go out and just kind of pop a squat between two Hummers out in the parking lot and see what you can do.
Oh, but see, here's the problem, though. People wait till the last second and they fly into that bathroom and then it's like, what do I do? I don't have time to go between two Hummers and drop one.
Why are there always multiple Hummers in the OG parking lot? I don't even know that I know that.
It's the emergency bathroom.
The question is, how did it get orange? I get the green, but how about orange?
They had a lot
was
of
that
carrots.
Part of the combination of the breadsticks and the salad working
on
you?
That's just chemistry. Yeah, that's all it is.
Well, it can't be from there. It wouldn't process that quickly.
Well, maybe it did, obviously.
Maybe that's what happened.
Obviously,
hey, maybe you know what? Is there romaine lettuce in that salad that they give at Olive Garden?
They're telling you can eat romaine now.
I'm really hoping so because the other day, so we Hollis is at the hospital, and then we picked up food on the way home, and it was from like a place where you can make your own burritos if you want to. And I got the bowl, I got home, I finally ate it, and then my wife texted me from upstairs where she was helping him get to bed, and she said, "You didn't eat that lettuce, did you?" And then it was like, "Oh,
I think
oh,
you
man.
Would know by now."
I mean, it was like the end of Pulp Fiction. Just my mind was blown. I was having
They're
a panic.
Saying as long as it's not from, like,
California
or something.
Ooh, I might have to go. I might have to write a letter to the manager here.
Yeah, something. Mm-hmm. Hey.
I still would like Roach's answer. What would you do? You're telling me you wouldn't go in that urinal.
I guess. I don't
know. Well, there you go.
The real issue is both urinals are taken, then you're going sink, and then it's...
Hey, you do what you got. What choice do you have?
Now, here's my real question. So if you go in the urinal, what do you do when you walk out of that bathroom? Do you just pretend like it definitely wasn't
you? Oh, you leave the restaurant.
Yeah. Well, no, you ordered your food.
Your food just comes.
I'm gone. I'm in the car on my way home.
Can't give up your meal, Roach
is never, if you guys are there, I'm leaving you.
Roach is never visiting that county again.
You know what I do? I point, the next guy comes, I point, I go, who the fuck did that? Who's that? I bet that was that roach guy that just walked out of here.
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
All right, here's a question for you. If you had to give up one of your five senses, which one would you pick?
Haven't we done this one?
No.
I think we did this one.
No.
No, I've given you a choice between two before. I'm giving you all five now.
Can we give up one for somebody else?
You can't take Funny. Roaches.
Taste is gone, taste. Roach. Sorry, buddy.
What are the five senses?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's pretty sad we don't even know what they are.
What are they?
Wait, I thought there was producer? Six.
Sight, hearing, smell, sight. Taste, and touch. And then you also have the Macaulay Culkin, Bruce Willis sense.
Whoa. Macaulay Culkin?
Oh, no. What's the kid's name?
Sixth Sense? That's Joel. A Sixth Sense.
Oh, Joel.
Haley Joel Osment. Haley Joel Osment.
They're basically interchangeable. They're borderline clones.
Then I don't want to see dead people.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Way to ruin a film.
Let's leave it out.
Way to go.
So it's smell, sight,
I think
taste,
I'd give up smell.
Touch.
No, because smell is connected to taste.
And taste are
you
the same
lose
thing.
Smell, you're losing taste.
Well, what are you
going to
give up? What are you going to give
touch.
Up?
Touch.
Oh, no way.
No touch. Way.
There's things you
think about
feel.
Touch.
There's things you need to feel. You can't give up touch. Hey, touch is a keeper.
I have diabetes, so might as well give up taste. I'm not living anyways, so what the heck?
I'm thinking hearing.
You're overboard. Hearing?
You're going to give up hearing.
What else? You have to give up one.
The other problem with touch, too, is that's connected to, like, pain. You know, you put your hand on the hot stove and you can't feel that. That's dangerous.
There's no way you're doing touch.
Yeah, but then I'm also not feeling the pain.
Smell still good. You'll smell it cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually I'll say,
smell bacon.
That smells delicious. Who's making bacon?
Oh, shit, that's my hand.
Well, what are you guys giving up?
I just said I gave up. Giving up taste.
Oh
no! You can't give
you
up.
You can't taste. Give up taste.
I just did.
I'm keeping smell just because it'll affect
I just
taste.
Gave it up. At this point, I can eat whatever. That doesn't matter now. All the broccoli in the world.
How is smell gonna affect taste?
Like 40% of taste.
Smell.
Is in the
it
smell.
Does. It does. That's true.
Once you get it in your mouth, you ain't smelling it.
Yeah, but it's
no. We,
it's part of the.
It goes up into your. Yeah. Chew. It goes up into your. Whatever. It's part of it.
You don't know who are you? Dr. Seuss?
I'm not giving up taste.
Dr. Seuss.
I can't taste Mountain Dew.
I had a friend.
I like this.
What are you giving up then, stupid?
Hearing, I told
no,
you.
No, you're not giving up hearing.
Well, I don't have to listen to you, dumbasses.
I know a lot of our listeners would give up hearing.
Sometimes when we look at the numbers, I think they have given up hearing.
I'm not giving up touch.
I had a friend
in
college.
I'm not giving up touch either.
I had a friend in college who had to have his nasal cavities cauterized because he was getting too many nosebleeds.
Uh-huh.
And it took away all of his sense of smell. And he said he's barely got any sense of taste at this point.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge part of their of your
all
taste.
Right, but wait a minute.
Smell.
Time out, though. See, now I'm changing it to my sense of smell. Because if you still have a little bit of that taste, you just find that... Find
also,
those things that give you a little.
I'm right again. Thank right. you.
I mean, then Why, but then you have to go. With?
Yes.
You have to no. eat super extreme stuff to just get. Like, you have to be like pounding sriracha all the time just to remember what.
I'm going hearing. Hearing
you know
is
what?
The way to go.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Stump. Sense of smell loss at Man Week
I was just
will be really handy.
I was thinking the same thing. I was just going to
no,
say.
No, one, because you guys wouldn't enjoy the food.
I would enjoy the rest of the trip,
yeah.
though.
It'd be more. It'd be
you
much
take the good with the bad.
It'd be much better sitting by you if I didn't have a sense of smell.
I'd really love.
Oh yeah, like I'm the only one.
I'd really love.
It's a freaking nuclear war there.
I'd really is. Love it not to a, smell your food through your crap bag.
You're the one of the worst ones.
I hardly ever.
You smell
do
like
it.
Cabbage. It's disgusting.
Oh man.
I don't know how you eat chicken wings and it comes out cabbage smelling, but it's what happens.
Get on it, science. All right, let's take a break. Thank you.
Oh, my God. You guys are just fans. All right,
here's a question
food.
For you. You're going to eat it. You're going to go to one of these two establishments and order. Which one would you rather go to? Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts?
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. Well, hold on now.
Krispy Kreme. Yeah. Thank you for recognizing that this is not as easy of a question.
It is not an easy question.
Hands down. Not even hard.
Nobody even goes to Krispy Kremes anymore. Who even goes there?
Down south, they still got
where
them.
Is
they
one?
Have them.
There's where down south. Is Jefferson Road. Yeah. That one closed.
They didn't do yeah. well here.
They didn't do well here.
Oh. Can I give you guys an example of how no one goes to Dunkin' either?
Dunkin'.
Before I come here this morning, my first instinct is I'm going to quick run through Tim Hortons.
It was busy.
The cars are lined up on the road to get in the parking lot to get into the drive-thru line at Tim Hortons. So I go, I'll run to Dunkin'. Get in line at Dunkin', one car ahead of me.
I keep thinking that place is going to close.
Honestly, it's like, you know, you ever watch one of those old westerns where they walk into like the saloon and there's just like one guy behind the bar and no one else is in there? There's cobwebs everywhere. That's Dunkin'.
You know why?
Like somebody lives in this town.
You know some days it's busier.
You know why? I don't like Dunkin'. And if you're going donuts, Krispy Kreme for sure.
See, I like Dunkin'
donuts better than Tim Hortons.
Oh, that's
no
crazy.
Way.
Me
that
too.
That's
crazy.
But Tim Hortons is the way problem is than. Not Dunkin' Donuts at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, that is true. The Dunkin' Donuts is it's the people that work there.
Now, the real issue with this question, though, is that at Krispy Kreme, what else are you getting?
That's what I was going to say. I probably, in the end, would have to pick Dunkin' Donuts, because if you want a breakfast sandwich or something, you aren't getting that at Krispy Kreme, you're getting coffee and donuts. That's it.
I like their donuts, though. They're pretty
I
good.
Do, too, but...
Especially hot
there
fresh.
Was nothing oh, special they're... about those donuts.
Oh, when they're hot fresh.
Remember, Roach?
How special are they?
Listen,
so special it closed.
Roach and I went when that one in Buffalo opened up. What did we get? Like 4 or 5 dozen donuts.
It was good.
And we ate...
Four
piece,
or five dozen.
Like, had a piece. Had a dozen a piece by
what,
the time we
does,
got home.
What disease do you have?
But you know what? They go down like,
oh,
boom.
That's, yeah, it's like butter. They melt
but
your
then,
mouth.
Like, 2 minutes later, you're like, oh, what? What the heck just
yeah,
hit me?
After you ate a dozen in 2 minutes.
Oh,
then,
my
that's
God.
Your day.
Then it was like your stomach was hurting after that. But
well, to me, it's just like a Tuesday.
See, now, I can't eat like that.
I can't
eat mass amounts. My problem is... I can eat a meal and an hour later be ready to eat another one.
I have both them problems.
What is the appeal, though? Were you guys there like opening day at Krispy Kreme?
Oh, it was very early. We waited
close.
In line.
We
a long time.
Waited in line. We did the whole thing.
That's how it's we a, know we, they're idiots.
It's no different than the Chick-fil-A.
That's
though.
What I was getting to.
They
were. It's still stupid.
It is.
People
stupid.
Were sitting out there in tents in a snowstorm to be first in line when the Chick-fil-A opened.
I will say this with Chick-fil-A.
I like Chick-fil-A.
See, I don't care for. To me, it's just a chicken sandwich. It's no big deal.
But it's a little different than any other
chicken
sandwich.
If you are one of the first 100 of those people waiting in line, don't they give you like you get a free chicken sandwich for
a
year?
Yeah.
So,
I would do that.
A day or a week?
I think they
it's
do
probably
it weekly.
One a week.
I think it's a weekly
thing. I got two sandwiches.
I got burned by Buffalo Wild Wings in high school because of that. They opened up in Henrietta, and they announced on the radio that the first 100 people would get free chicken wings for a year. So we all piled into the back of a van and drove up there. We camped out there all night. And then when we got in, it was a coupon book for 6 wings once a week, and you couldn't even like stack them up. You had to use them within that week.
It's still 6 wings free every week.
Yeah, it's a 45-minute drive. Oh, 35 minutes.
I think that's what Chick-fil-A
does. It was
does,
a 35-minute drive before you left, too,
that
idiots.
Buffalo wing
yeah, but
is...
if I could have stacked them all up and gotten 60 wings in one
so,
day.
So what does it take to get you to sleep out in a tent in a snowstorm?
Nothing.
To be the first person...
Oh, now nothing.
Now what?
Anywhere.
Me and Stubbs slept out and not in a tent.
Yeah,
for,
I bet you two slept
for
out.
Game six.
Oh,
for
yeah.
tickets for the Sabres game.
And that was well
and
worth
it rained
too.
On
we had
us.
A good. No, it wasn't. They lost.
Oh, it was a great experience. And they got robbed.
It was. They did get robbed.
Triple overtime. That game
that
went
was
on forever.
That was a fun time.
We got to see. I mean, it sucked, But you got to see the cup hoisted.
Yeah, we didn't get to see the cup just on the wrong shoulders.
Yeah. Right. Should have been the Sabres, but.
It was.
And if we won that game,
it rained, it was cold.
But there are things that I would sleep out for.
I'm talking in terms of fast food.
None.
Nothing.
Zero.
52 sandwiches is not enough to get me to sleep in a tent in a parking lot in a snowstorm to be one of the first people in line for 52 sandwiches.
Nothing.
Well, not if I got a job, but if I was, you know, retired.
What's the actual retail?
When you're retired, you know better than to do that.
What's the retail
stuff?
Value?
Free sandwiches.
What's the retail value? What's a Chick-fil-A sandwich go for?
It's not just the money. It's the accomplishment of a free sandwich each time. Nothing takes better than free food.
It's only $250.
Yeah.
And then you got to drive to Buffalo every
week.
Well,
it would have to be someplace local. For me,
I don't think there's any Chick-fil-A's coming in.
Are there
local.
Any? Are there any fast food restaurants that you would sleep outside of so that if you won, you got to close them? Because there are a couple I could think of that I would just want to, I would spite close them.
Chick-fil-A does the same thing. It's you essentially you get 52 coupons
all
for
dated.
A chicken sandwich.
All dated. What a joke!
Yeah, that's baloney. They should give them to you all at once.
What did you expect they were going to do? I mean, that costs a lot of money.
Well, then don't do it.
Or say it.
Yeah,
spell
or at least
it
out. Say it
hey,
out that
you
way.
Get a.
I'm sure it is spelled out if you read it. You
well,
just
well,
read
you gotta
it.
Read it. But I mean, what's spelled out is free food for a year.
And what they know is if you're coming back that once a week to get the chicken sandwich,
you're
odds
buying,
are you're also
yes.
getting a drink. You're probably bringing somebody with you, and they're going to order
and
something.
And that's especially true if the coupon you have is good for 6 chicken wings.
So we're doing them a favor.
Yes.
What a joke.
Yeah, and you can't even go there on Sunday.
Stop
either.
Hitting people.
Stop touching people.
Can't get your sandwich on Sunday either.
Why not? Oh,
they're closed on Sundays.
Oh, that sucks.
Wait, what do they have, Coke or Pepsi?
They're Coke.
Oh.
Coke all the
way.
What
if they were Pepsi, Roach? Have you eaten at a Chick-fil-A?
I don't know that I have.
We should go.
Would you camp out?
Not a big fan.
Yeah, but we could go one time. We go everywhere.
Wow.
Would you camp out somewhere,
sandwich, but
Roach, would you camp out somewhere for a free case of Mountain Dew a week for a year?
Yeah, that would be worth it.
A free case of Mountain Dew for a free case?
A week for a year.
That's 24 cans,
that's
right?
That's a lot
yeah,
of Mountain
I only Dew. Have to buy like one case a week.
That's a lot of Mountain Dew. I think that's...
Yeah, that's a lot of Mountain Dew.
That would be...
That's 10
worthwhile.
$12
Hey,
sale.
Back in the day, you used to have to camp out if you wanted concert tickets or.
Yeah.
People would stay out. I did that a few times when I was younger.
Hey, look, this is no big feat for him. I just tell him I'm going to give him a Mountain Dew and he'll haul wood for 3 or 4 hours.
All right, here's a question for you. If you were 18 again, what would you rather have? $1 million in your bank account.
Yes.
Or an IQ of 150 plus.
Oh, the $1 million.
Oh, no.
I already got the IQ.
No.
So I'll go with
no,
the $1 million.
No, see,
bucks.
I think you are.
Oh, stop where the smart
too,
people.
Too
make
short-sighted.
More money.
If you got an IQ of 150 plus, your earning potential is way more than $1 million.
Yeah, but you assume that you're the one, you know, you're one of those guys that is normal with a 150.
Yeah.
Right.
Some of them
just
are
being
just
smart doesn't make you
right.
ability
they
to be
freak
rich.
Out. They lose their mind.
And some really smart people who don't lose their mind and stuff
they're
still
lazy.
Don't go on to be millionaires.
Lazy.
Just lazy.
Take the $1 million.
I'd take the $1 million.
Cash on the barrelhead.
At 18, you got $1 million. You plunk that away somewhere. And
that's 40
except
grand
for
a
most
year.
People at 18 would get
yeah,
the $1 million and they'd have a Corvette and motorcycles.
Not
and,
me. 40 grand a year?
Oh, yeah, because at 18, good. You were smarter than all the other 18-year-olds.
Well, I had to be.
I remember you. You were kind of dumb then.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you were.
I avoided major pitfalls.
I'd take the money.
I'd take the money. I take the money, but I think I would blow a lot of it.
I'd buy a house. That's a good investment.
I probably would have, too. At 18, yeah. I would have. Because I'm telling you, I work at a school, and I meet with these kids, and they have no 18-year-old, 17, 18-year-old kids have no concept of money at all. Like
none.
What's a lot? Like
well, yeah,
they'll
nowadays
ask me,
kids, but we were different when we were
no,
younger.
We
no, you didn't
oh, come
either.
On.
These kids will be like, well, like, how much money do you make? And I'll tell them. And where we live, what I make is a great living. You know, you can support a family very well. And these kids will be like, well, is that a lot of money? Like, I don't even know. Like, they don't have a clue.
Yeah, but so that's nowadays.
So if you had $1 million when you're 18, you'd go, I can spend...
I will live forever.
Right.
Hey, look at $1 million. I know guys that retired and thought they had a lot of money and blew it.
Right. I'd have $1 million, and I'm sure I'd think, well, as long as I save $100,000, I'll be okay.
I don't...
Because $100,000 has got to be unbelievable.
You buy your own car. Amount. You pay for your own bills.
We'd be...
At least
out.
I did at 18. I had my own job.
Yeah, but that's not most kids, though.
Not nowadays, but it was.
Well,
I was
in the Navy at 18. I was gone.
If you're buying your own stuff, though, now you got $1 million. You're going to buy. Yeah, I'll buy the $50,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Car,
and he would have, too. He would have been at the Steelers games, you know,
yeah,
all winter long.
Yeah, he had season tickets, box seats.
You know what? He
would have
been one of these idiots with a Steeler truck.
I wish I could go back and prove it.
I'll be fine.
I'll
give you a great example, and I won't name any names. But it was at a restaurant.
Hey, did you guys know that the Grinch was based on Roach's life?
I went up and I placed my order. The guy at the register tells me that'll be $9.69. I said, okay. I hand him a 10. And he goes, oh no, I hit the wrong button. So he calls for the manager, asks the manager to come out, and says, I hit the wrong button. She goes, oh, that's okay. Just open the drawer manually and just count back his change. It'll be fine.
No clue.
So $9.69, give him $10. He's looking.
Carry the one.
He's looking. He's looking. He's looking. 69. And then he hands me, and he goes, 39 cents is your change.
thank you.
I said, didn't you say it was 9.69? He said, yeah. And I said, so that would be 31 cents is my change. And he goes, oh. He's thinking. All right, if you say so.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, wait, no.
No, that would be right.
No,
75
you know what?
Cents.
You're a professional. I'll go with your judgment.
We're good.
Where were we?
Oh, we just had a little echoey.
What were we talking about?
Who knows?
We were just making fun of
we just,
people.
Yeah, you had a question.
So anyways, the kid at the cash register deferred to me as to what my change should be.
Well, that's like two ways. If you give them like... You know, 10.02 or something, so it makes it even.
Blown.
And they look at you like, whoa.
Like you're a wizard.
Like, what? This guy's giving me, you know, it's.
Well, I went to a local, let's call it a donut shop, and I got three things, and he told me it was 7.45. Now, there's no way in the world it's 7.45, so I say to the guy, I said, I got this, this, and this, and that's 7.45. He goes, yep, you got this, this, and this, and he walked away.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I was ticked, but I didn't want to get out of my truck because my knee hurts. So I just left, but I just won't go back there.
Yeah. So you just drove through the wall of the place.
And I prefer this local donut shop over the other local donut shop, so...
Well, it ain't Krispy Kreme. There's no Krispy Kreme in
I can't
our
believe you
area.
Think Tim Horton's donuts are better.
I didn't say that.
They aren't.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
None of their stuff is better.
Oh, yeah.
Apple fritters are better at
their
Tim Hortons.
Their sandwiches, 10 times better.
Who, Horton's?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
10 times better.
Go to Crosby's and get a sandwich, and you'll be like, holy cow, that's great.
No, I'm not saying that. That's not my option.
I told you,
dummy.
I'm getting tough on crime. Stop touching.
All right, you guys get to pick. Do you want a dumb question or a real question?
We've never had a real question that wasn't dumb.
Here we go.
I think they'll both be dumb.
This is coming from the internet. Is it safe to eat my fall leaves?
No.
Probably.
Why not?
They're leaves.
Sure, they're
giraffes
safe.
Eat them.
Yeah, bro. Just go right ahead and eat them then.
Are they mixed with romaine or on their own?
The question isn't whether they'd be good or not. The question is, are they safe?
Are they safe to eat?
That's not the question. That is not the question. Listen to the question.
I'm saying you're getting sick, so I'm saying it's not safe to eat.
Not necessarily getting sick.
Why would you get sick? Lettuce is sitting out in your
but it's not
garden
wet.
Getting wet. Oh, it doesn't get
it's still growing.
Oh, apparently in the garden.
Hey, it doesn't get wet. Well, how about this? I love this part. It doesn't get wet. You wash it.
Well, it's still growing when you...
You know what?
You don't cut it, throw it on the ground.
Oh, that's what they do. Trust me. When they mask production of lettuce, it's cut
and
thrown on the ground.
For over a week, Josh, and then pick them up.
Josh, can you please Google this? I don't think I've heard of any cases of anyone getting E. coli
from lettuce.
From eating out of the lawn and leaf bag.
Can I get E. coli?
Lettuce, actually, I think lettuce is one of the most dangerous foods to eat. Seriously. Because of all the junk.
Well, maybe
that's why
now,
I avoid it. Because like
it's
the
mass
plague.
Produced.
Right, because of the mass production.
I avoid it. I'm with you.
But it was just romaine.
Welcome to our new documentary series.
Lettuce is one of those things they always say, you know, that if you're going to get food poisoning, lettuce is a lot of times at the forefront of
it. Yeah, because it's...
It's because how whoever's handling it.
Yeah, and it's hard to dry.
But that doesn't mean leaves would not be safe.
Well, they'd have to do the same thing if leaves... If everybody decided, hey, leaves, they're pretty good on a salad. They would wash them and do everything you do with your lettuce anyways.
So then they would... By your standards, probably pretty dangerous.
I think we eat weirder things than leaves. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, no question.
I don't think that's the wildest thing I've ever seen.
Who's eating leaves?
Think about some of the other things you've seen people eat.
Take the ingredients in a hot dog.
Oh.
I prefer not to think about it.
I don't think a leaf is really much different than a lettuce, actually. What's the difference?
Yeah, they're both leaves.
Hot dogs taste good.
One grows on a tree, though.
I'm thinking leaves don't taste good.
Well, it's not about... Get the question right, idiot. It ain't whether they taste good.
Sure.
Are they safe to eat?
Did you Google, can we eat leaves?
No, I Googled about E. coli. All right,
let me check this out.
Yeah, let's find out. Get the record straight here. Can you eat them or not?
What do you think maple leaves taste like with ranch dressing?
Well, here's the thing. I bet there are certain tree leaves that you can't eat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like
you can't eat poison ivy if that's in your yard.
Oh, you'll get poison ivy.
I can't eat it. I look at poison ivy.
What if you cook it, though?
Let me Google.
If you had cooked poison ivy, could you eat it?
Welcome to our new food network channel.
How do you know, idiot?
I just said so.
I think you probably could.
Are leaves healthy for diabetics? That's what I want.
I cook. And
people make dandelion soup and things like that.
Yeah. Welcome to Google Live.
Can eat shumac.
Makes dandelion soup. I heard dandelion wine.
Oh, there's all kinds of things.
You can make dandelion salads.
Yeah.
Where's Megan when you need her? Because she would tell us. You put leaves in this. Yeah.
I think you'd be surprised at the number of things you can eat. We just don't.
You know, you can go to the grocery store and get pork and stuff anytime you want. Why would you have to eat that stuff?
Well, I'll defer to your expertise on eating pork.
And is it surprising that he loves his hot dogs, too?
Yeah, he's a sausage lover from way back.
I like, what's good? Kielbasa's.
I bet they are.
And what's the new, I can't think of the
I bet ones. You don't...
You're the hot dog freak, so don't give me that.
Do you guys like a foot long hot dog or
a roach loves them?
Nathan's foot long. Can I tell you how happy it makes me that our show is so dumb that when I put a question into Google, nowhere in the top five pages are they like anybody. Nobody's ever been dumb enough to Google, can I cook poison ivy? They're like, you can't eat it. You can't burn it. And I'm like, nah, that's not my question, Google.
You know what would be great publicity for this show, though, if we could start training roach now for competitive eating.
I don't think roach would be a good competitive eater.
I agree, because I do it for the joy of the game.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Those competitive eaters are usually skinny, and they just have that technique of he eats slow. I mean, he's like right up there with Kevin when you're eating.
I'm faster than Kevin.
You're a little faster, but it's a slow
process. That's the biggest reason why I don't want him to stop going.
We go to dinosaurs.
Because it takes the pressure off
We go to dinosaurs, and it's a good 5 minutes waiting for him to finish his meal.
What a
like
great
joy.
What a great accomplishment, Roach. You're faster than Kevin.
Well, then you guys yell at him and I just get a free pass. It's like a holiday because you guys aren't yelling at me.
Yeah, where's Megan? She tell us about these leaves. She yelled at me because 2 weeks in a row, I guess, we kind of dissed on her. I don't remember what it was.
What did we diss on her?
I don't know.
You guys might have dissed on her.
You might have. I didn't.
If I was ever considering eating leaves, she'd be the first call I'd make.
I don't know why you would diss on her either because
I called her.
Here's the question. Why don't we eat the leaves off the trees? Let's see. Here we go. I'll go ahead.
So we need to stop so you can tell us that you're going to tell us something later.
I called her sometime before the surgery. I was out in the woods and I saw a big pile of scat. I thought it might be a bear. I took a picture and sent it to her, and she gave me like a 4-page reason why it probably wasn't.
That's a special kind of person that can get a picture from somebody of a random pile of poop and just be like, oh, okay, I got this.
She told me what she thought it was, and I think she's right.
You know what? I do envy the fact that she loves her job more than anybody I know.
Good for her, because she's too, one of the few.
Well, and if you think about it, like those are the type of people that are going to make it.
Yeah, she'll be 190.
Yeah, she will.
She'll live to 190.
We'll all go 3 days. We'll eat a pile of leaves, and she'll come around. She'll be like, you didn't eat all those dead maple leaves, did you? Like, I don't know. We talked about it on the show once, and then we're all dead 20 minutes later.
You know what? She'll celebrate 50-year anniversary with me, and then 50 years with some other guy, too.
She'll be on her fourth husband and say, well, who was your first time? She'll go, I don't know. That was like 85 years ago.
or she'll call it, I stepped up.
I got
an upgrade.
He died from eating leaves, so I had to trade him in for a new one.
That must have been back when we still had like cars and electricity. Man, that was a long time ago.
He didn't believe me when I told him not to eat those leaves. And now he's gone.
And why of all people would he eat them? He's so sickly. Yeah.
she'd be a great phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Is that show even still on? Do they even do that?
I think they do it in the daytime.
She'd be a great phone a friend for anything related to anything you would never know. She's just got endless facts about things you would never know.
Can they do the phone a friend now? Because everybody has Google.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Back when that came out, that wasn't really an option.
Yeah. I wonder how they do that.
Well, yeah, but you didn't have like cell phones on you all the time.
Yeah.
I wonder if they put you like in a like they have to know who you're calling. Like it's set up beforehand,
right?
Because nobody calls.
Well, they may have somebody from the show there,
right? And they never call, and then it's like, come on, pick up the phone. Somebody always answers.
God, wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome. It'd be like, hey,
you
sorry.
Just get the, you get their voicemail.
Hey, this is Jim. Leave a message after the beep.
Think about what it did
for
radio.
$1 million.
What's that?
Think about what it did for radio. Remember, radios would always have like questions.
Oh yeah. Now
you can't. You can ask the question, but everybody's looking it up.
Right. Now all they do is the seventh caller wins the prize or whatever because.
Yeah,
they don't ask a question.
What do you need a brain in your head for if you can carry it in your hand?
Well, there you go.
Man, we took an Andy Rooney turn there for a while. We haven't done one of those in a while. Do you remember radio call-in? Oh, Jesus.
Hey, this thing says you can eat leaves, but they really provide very little energy.
Yeah, there's not much nutrition there.
The question was not the question.
Also, that wasn't your concern.
The question had nothing to do with energy.
All right, I'm just saying, you can eat leaves.
I got one last speed round for you guys. I don't even care if we talk about the question, but I was looking for questions online. I found this one, and it made me really happy. This is I was looking for one for Roach. This was on the religion and spirituality section, and the question is, how do you think God feels about Mountain Dew? It just makes me happy that was
something. I'm sure he's a fan. So why would he not?
People went to the internet to figure that out.
He's probably like, why are all these idiots drinking other drinks?
That's a dumb question.
I got it right with Mountain Dew.
Of course he loves Mountain Dew. Or she loves Mountain Dew, whatever.
All right, here's another Mountain Dew question, then we're done. Chugging a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew, is this harmful to my body in any way?
Probably every way.
Definitely it would be harmful to me.
I think it's harmful to everybody. I don't think anybody should drink battery
but
acid.
But still delicious.
Oh, well, I don't think it's harmful at all if you just did it once. It's the overtime that would get you.
Yeah.
I don't know. That much
self to chug a Mountain Dew ain't going to hurt you.
That much sugar all at once can't be good.
It's also, that's a really carbonated beverage.
What difference does it make if you get all that sugar in 5 minutes or in an hour?
I'm certainly not going to say that I haven't done it before. But
you saw what happened to Elf.
It can't be good for you.
I'm sure it's not good for you, but
what it would taste good.
Either freaking steaks or anything that's good. I'm a Mountain Dew fan. I can't help it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I had a couple last night.
You know what? I'm sick of talking about Mountain Dew on this show.
All right. Bye. Ban it.
All right. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.